Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men again here on a weekend video. Today I want to talk about hope. I want to talk about the often misused concept of hope. Some guys say, oh, I hope I don't get divorced. I hope she loves me again. I hope she reconciles with me. I hope that she gets rid of her boyfriend and falls back in love with me. I hope our family stays together. And they have all these dreams and thoughts and prayers of hope, as if they have nothing to do about it, as if they have no agency in it. Now, there are times when hope is appropriate for when you buy a lottery ticket, right? I hope I win, because you actually have zero control over winning the lottery. That's a good one. I hope some things work out. You can use hope for those things that you really have no agency over. But in the context of a relationship that is starting to fall apart, where a woman says, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, or I want time apart, I need to figure my feelings out and find myself, and I think we should separate, or maybe we'd be better off together. What you do is freak out and you start hoping for things to change. And what I see in guys, they misuse hope in this case, because they're hoping for her feelings to change. They're hoping to say something that's going to change her mind. They're hoping for her to fall back in love or see the idiocy in her decision. See how stupid it is to break up the family, as if they can project some hope onto her to get her mind straight. But the hope I want you to have is much like the serenity prayer. It's like the hope or the prayer that you have enough strength and wisdom to see the difference between those things that you can control and those things that you cannot. And so in this video, what I want to ask you is to use hope in gathering the strength and the wisdom and the intuition and that spiritual grounding of knowing that there is a source of strength inside of you. There's a source of well-being. There's a source of happiness, a source of grounded peacefulness in you, that when you come from there, you will never be more attractive. You'll never be more persuasive. You'll never be more sexually desirable when you start coming from this place of personal agency and being the man you want to be regardless of external circumstances. There are parts of a reality in a relationship that's going bad that you cannot change. And when you're looking for hope to make somebody change so you can feel better about you, you're externalizing the source of well-being. You're externalizing your possibility for peacefulness and happiness. So, by the way, I want to apologize for the video. This dog here, by the way, he ate my microphone, so if this is sounding echoey, I'm talking louder so you can hear me. I hope this dog doesn't eat a microphone again. Now, I can hope all I want that he doesn't eat a microphone again or chew my socks. The thing is, I have some agency in making sure that those events don't happen. We use horses a lot, and sometimes people say, I hope he doesn't throw me off. Well, there is a way that you can be in your body and in your energy when you're with a horse so they don't throw you off. There is a way to be around horses so that they don't bite you. And so the thing in this video I want you to know is that I want you to hope that you have the wisdom and the insight and the intelligence and the knowledge in order to make choices that will change outcomes for you independently from other people's choices. In the context of a relationship that's going bad, I want you to know that the only possible way it can go the way that you were hoping it would before is for you to focus on yourself, on the things that you control. Your sense of masculine groundedness, your sense of spiritual belief in your own value, because there's nothing that'll improve your chances of having a happy life with everybody who comes into it than when you understand your value is a given and that you are good as you are. And so that's the work we do with Good Guys to Great Men. I hope this makes sense. Stop hoping to win the lottery and start hoping for the strength and insight to grab life by the horns and stay in your own lane. That's it for today. Take care, brother. Bye.